Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice.
Morena Rachel.
How are you?
I am so great. I feel like doing a little jig.
You kind of did, which I really appreciated just then. It was really nice.
I mean, you know what? I've been reading, my therapist recommended this book. It's called Radical Alignment, and it's about how we like align our like cerebral, like the mind and the body and the spirit and all that stuff. And I'm just all about like expression of emotional, cerebral feelings.
I'm into that. This is a great way to start off a Tuesday, I feel. Definitely getting all those
radically
things
aligned.
Radically aligned in therapy.
It's a good thing to do. Hey, what's happening in the theatre world?
Oh, there's so much going on at the moment. There is. Last week we talked to Oosh and Jara and Mossy, who are in The Nest, which is a street-style solo festival on this week at the Basement.
Sick.
That kicks off tonight and is on till Saturday. They've got a mean closing party on Saturday night. So defo, go and check that out. But this week I wanted to talk about The Morning After, which is coming back to Auckland and is opening at Q next week.
Cool.
And runs for only 1 week only.
1 week only.
Wow. Yes.
Okay, sweet.
So yeah, Morning After is by Ahi. And so for those of you that don't know, Ahi Karunaharan, who is a Sri Lankan New Zealand award-winning playwright and theatre artist, director, musician, composer. He does it all.
A little bit of everything going on there. Love that.
Absolutely. The work actually started as part of Kia Mau Festival. I think it actually premiered at Kia Mau like maybe 5-6 years ago.
Wow, okay.
Could even be longer than that. It was a work that I think was developed from some of the ideas that he had been developing when he was like back at Toi Whakaari at drama school.
Oh, true. So this has been like a long time project.
Yeah, it's kind of a legacy. And I think, you know, like, I think sometimes for artists when we're working and you're developing these like concepts over time, like if it was in the visual arts and you had like a visual motif,
people
might be like, oh yeah, you know, that's a thing. Or like if you're a musician, you know, there are sonic motif. I don't know, I'm not a musician.
I totally get what you're saying. Yeah.
Sometimes I think there's a bit of a, and I'm not suggesting this is actually what's happening with Ahi, but there's a kind of a stigma around re-exploring concepts and form. And sometimes it's kind of like, oh, that's that person that does that thing. The reason I'm saying that is something like discovering things in your practice when you're at drama school, to continue to investigate those things over time is bloody awesome.
It's such a valuable thing.
Totally.
You can look for a long time in any art practice to try and find that thing that keeps you going. And if you find it, keep investigating it. If it's interesting to you, it's going to be interesting to someone else.
Yes, I agree. And I think sometimes that tendency for us to skirt on the sort of that superficial, that surface level of these things versus going deep. And I think maybe it's also about that like pointless quest for originality that we're all in. You know, everyone wants to come up with that new novel idea. That's driven by the market, particularly in theatre where we sell tickets to things and it's a kind of a commercial space. But yeah, so anyway, tangential. So Ahi showed The Morning After. It came to the Basement in 2015. I've missed it because I was doing a show at exactly the same time. In fact, we were sharing the venue at the Basement back in 2015. It's since gone to Kia Mau this year. It went back to Wellington, back to Pōneke, had a season down there, and now it's back up here at Q Theatre in the Loft. Love the Loft, by the way.
Love the Loft.
Great venue.
It is. It's just, so for those that don't know, it's the one upstairs at Q. It's more intimate. You can do different seating configurations in there. I've seen some wonderful works in there. Actually, on that note, Q Theatre has just opened up their expressions of interest for their Matchbox season for next year.
Aha!
Cool. Which is very exciting. So Matchbox is a sort of a development programmed thing. So you definitely, if you're in that stage in your career where you're looking for that next step, it's a great way. The team at Q are really great, and yeah, you get put in the Loft. Anyway,
that's a good segue there, because I feel like sometimes people just don't know when the applications for these things are open.
This is the thing, and it's really hard. I think sometimes, you know, when you know, you know. This is like any industry. When you know, you know. When you don't, you're like,
how do I get in? Yeah.
This is the thing. It's the same with
Where is the doorbell?
I mean, no. And you're like, should I knock? Is this one of those things?
Do I come just in the chimney?
I know. Yeah. As opposed to to me, I just burst through the window. Just surprise and delight. You're like, were you expecting me? No. So Morning After opens next week, Tuesday through to Saturday. I just think something about Ahi, which is worth noting, is there's text in there, and there's going to be kind of a fourth wall realism kind of dynamic to it, which is like a domestic type drama. But actually, he's really expansive, and as a theatre artist, he's big on these visual, beautiful visual motifs. There's live music. I think music is a really key part of when he's scoring his work, and so there are live musicians in there. And the tip off is no shoes in the theatre. So you got to take those shoes off, because you know his house is our house, is our house is his house, and no shoes inside.
Excellent.
And so I would really encourage people to go along to experience Ahi's work. He did My Heart Goes to Duck to Duck a couple of years ago. He's a Bruce Mason Award winning playwright. He's bloody good at what he does, and he's also just one of those people that shows up.
Yes.
He absolutely shows up. He goes to everything. He's a huge supporter of other people's work. He's been instrumental in the careers of so many artists, and not just in Auckland, but in Aotearoa. So it's our chance to show up for Ahi.
Excellent. So remind us of the when, where, hows and whys of this one again.
Yes, so we've got The Morning After. It is in the loft at Q Theatre. It runs next Tuesday till Sunday. I would say get in quick, because I think those tickets are going to get snapped up. And it's also a chance. And there's like a trio of musicians in there. I don't want to give too much away. You can get your tickets at qtheatre.co.nz.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Alice. Sounds like one not to miss. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.